detail.
I know.
For really something you shouldn't remember being a part of. This is 773 texted into 312-981-7200 and said, love hearing what you did and now. Okay, good. So I'm guessing that's you, not me, because I'm not disclosing details at this point. If you have questions for Lise, please text those into 312-981-7200. In the meantime, I like to stay on time, and it is 3:30, which means I turn you over to Roger Badish with WGN News.
Thank you. One man was killed, another man wounded when there was gunfire during a robbery in the East Chatham neighborhood on the south side. Happened in the 8200 block South Angleside. A 23-year-old man walking when someone approached, pulled out a gun, demanded his property. They started fighting when the shots rang out. 23-year-old was hit in the hip, the robber shot in the head. The death toll has risen to at least 28 people in a pair of bomb blasts targeting a market in central Baghdad. Police and medical officials say at least 54 were wounded. No group has claimed responsibility yet. The already dwindling number of employees at the Oscar Mayer plant in Madison will continue to shrink as the facility prepares to permanently close in the first quarter of next year. The company that once employed more than 4,000 people there is scheduled to close by the end of March. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Conversation and thoughts from thought leaders, including entertainment, music, news, money, business, and so much more. And the best part is, you run things. WGN Plus, WGN's radio podcast network. Search and download WGN Plus in the App Store.
That old car is worth money. Visit VictoryAutoWreckers.com for an instant quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car's in. Victory buys vehicles every day, including nights and weekends, and you'll get cash on the spot. Go to VictoryAutoWreckers.com for more information or save money by fixing up your car with used parts. Go to VictoryAutoWreckers.com to search their inventory. VictoryAutoWreckers.com.
VictoryAutoWreckers.com.
Troy Murray here. For nearly 120 years, Chicago's own Nuveen has worked to live up to the highest standards of investment excellence, committed to delivering lasting value, whatever the markets may bring. Like generations of Chicagoans, they've watched our Blackhawks strive for excellence, whatever the season may bring. At Nuveen, they couldn't be more proud to support our champion Blackhawks as they work to keep Chicago the home of hockey excellence and bring the cup back to our city in 2017. Visit Nuveen.com today.
Checking WGN Sports, your Hawks losing to Carolina yesterday 3-2. Next Hawks game will be in St. Louis at Busch Stadium. It's the Winter Classic, the Hawks and the Blues, Monday. Pregame at 11:30, face-off noon sharp with John and Troy on 720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. College basketball yesterday, your Wildcats losing to Michigan State 61-52. On the pro side, Bulls losing to Indiana 111-101, and Bulls hosting Milwaukee later today. In college bowl action yesterday, Liberty Bowl, Georgia beat TCU. In the Sun Bowl, it was Stanford over North Carolina. In the Music City Bowl, Tennessee, number 21 ranked Tennessee, beating Nebraska. In the Arizona Bowl, it was Air Force over South Alabama. The Orange Bowl went to Florida State over Michigan 33-32. Bowl games today, the Citrus Bowl, the Taxslayer Bowl, and the two semifinal games in the college football playoff series. It's Washington against Alabama and Ohio State against Clemson. Checking WGN traffic. We are not seeing any delays right now on the area expressways, tollways, or highways. We do have a couple of incidents. An accident blocking the entrance ramp on northbound I-55 at First Avenue. Overturned vehicle on westbound Eisenhower at California. Police activity at Fullerton Avenue and North Central Avenue. Your forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Mostly cloudy, windy with a high near 38 for the last day of 2016. The first day of 2017, mostly sunny, breezy, high near 38. On Monday, an 80% chance of rain, mainly afternoon, high near 45. Temperatures around the area right now, 38 at Midway and Lockport, 39 along the lakefront and at O'Hare. Your Lake Michigan water temperature, 33. Winds out of the southwest gusting to 30 miles an hour. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, Montana. Stanley filling in tonight for Matt Bubala. It's a busy week at the Radio Ranch here. I will be here tonight until, or actually this morning, until 5 a.m. I always get my my vernacular messed up when I leave at night, but then I start working in the morning. It's all kind of, it's all kinds of messed up. And then I will be back here. I will leave my house on Sunday night, but start working on Monday morning at 2 a.m. until 5 a.m. when then I will turn it over to the morning bell, blah, blah, blah. Yes. Pete will be here.
Pete McMurray.
And no opening bell, I'm hearing. Okay, so never mind. I'll turn it over to Pete, which is a thrill.
On Monday.
Because I love me some Pete McMurray. He's a delightful human being. Who's coming in this morning at 5? I feel like it might be Steve Dale.
Oh, it's Orion.
Oh, is it Orion?
Yeah. Actually, I think it's Max tonight. This
morning. That's awesome.
I think it's Max.
I never get to talk to Max. We talk to each other on Facebook. It's awesome. The noise you're hearing is me scratching my hand because I'm a little dry.
What's the matter? A little dry? You got some lotion? We got a lot of lotion up here.
There is a lot of lotion. Almost as much lotion as there are sweets. I'm avoiding both for whatever reason.
Got half a loaf of wheat bread here, too.
Yeah, that's something I'm walking away from. Bread is the devil. That's what I'm saying.
I believe that's left over from the spam paninis that Pete and Mark and Andrea made.
Andrea.
That was from earlier.
I was there for that. I'm vegetarian. They tried to get me to eat spam, and I was like, no.
I don't know if
technically spam is meat. Yeah, no, it is.
It is.
So, Roger,
yeah.
Two comments. One, we're going to get right to the laws. That's the thing that's happening in just a second. You mentioned multiple bowl games.
Yes.
And when I was a younger lady, I used to say as a joke that one of my life goals was to have a bowl game named after me.
Ooh.
Because it was an elusive thing. Now it seems like I'm 10 grand and a popular Instagram page away from having my own bowl game.
Yeah. That's it. Would you like the full names? Seriously.
Give me three.
Back when I was a wee lad, there were no sponsored bowl games.
No. The first one that I can remember is, I believe, the Rose Bowl. And what I know it was AT&T. AT&T sponsored a bowl game. And I remember it this way. It was the Rose Bowl presented by AT&T.
Right.
So it was the bowl took precedent. It wasn't the AT&T bowl at the Rose Bowl or whatever. So, yeah, give me three of those.
All right. Here are the games from yesterday.
Yes.
The AutoZone Liberty Bowl. And Liberty Bowl's been around a long time.
That's one of the biggies.
As so has the Sun Bowl.
Sure.
This was the Hyundai Sun Bowl car company. Okay. The Music City Bowl, which is not an older bowl game.
No, it's newer, but I get that. I mean, that's at least, there's some panache there.
Yeah.
Because Music City isn't a company. Sure. It's just like, I know where that would be happening. Right. That would be in Nashville. Okay.
All right. So if you got an hour, here's their name. Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl.
Oof.
All right. And I'll give you the other two because they're fairly fast. The Arizona Bowl, which again is a fairly new one. Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. And then the Capital One Orange Bowl. Orange Bowl, like next to the Rose Bowl.
What was the Tax Slayer one?
The Tax Slayer is today. And that's just the Tax Slayer Bowl. So we don't even have like a bowl name. It's just the company.
Okay, so see, I'm not far off. I could have a Hannibal.
You can, yes. The Hannah Stanley Bowl.
I just want it to be the Hannibal.
The Hannibal?
Yeah.
Get it? Hannibal?
There it is. See? Now you're with me.
Elephants march onto the field?
Yes, thank you. I really, since I was probably 14, when I was not last named Stanley, that I always thought was hilarious. I was like, I'm going to have my own bowl game because that seems like something celebrities could do.
That's very cool.
And I, at the time, didn't want to be a celebrity. I still don't. But I really think at this point, it's not far out of reach.
Yeah.
I could at some point.
You could do it.
If a company would like me to front their bowl, please let me know. Because even for just like a day, I think it would be really cool to call it the Hannah Bowl.
Now, I've kind of been giving this short shrift.
Yeah.
in the sports. I've been saying the college football players playoff semifinal games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's what the game is. It's at the, and there's two of them, Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
Right, which the Peach Bowl's been around for a while.
Right, and so has the Fiesta Bowl
in Arizona.
But this is the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. Or should I say PlayStation?
I have to tell you, I much preferred it when it was the Rose Bowl presented by AT&T.
Yeah.
But they
because it was the Rose Bowl.
Because people would only say the Rose Bowl and they weren't.
Calm down. Deep breath.
It bothers me.
The world changes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Especially because I'm that much closer to having my own bowl game. Which, by the way, when I was younger, I said it's going to be played the way football is meant to be played, in the elements, open air, blah, blah, blah. And now that I'm older and have kids, much like the New Year's Eve, how that has evolved, now I want it to be somewhere warm.
Nice and warm. Well, look at it. We've got the Sun Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl. Here's the Citrus Bowl.
Yeah.
You know that's got to be
where it's
warm.
Oh, these people aren't stupid.
No.
No. 312 texted in and says, why don't we have a Kohler toilet bowl? I'm all over that. I think that's genius marketing.
In the shape of?
Sure. That's how the stadium looks. That's fine.
I love it.
That's where the skyboxes would be, up by the tank.
Oh, and you know, they could protect it against the elements. You just put the
lid down.
Thank you.
This has turned into a heck of a segment, and it wasn't even planned. We might want to podcast this. This one is, that's really funny. Kohler really should get into naming a sports stadium.
They should.
They're in Wisconsin, though.
And that's a huge resort.
And the kind people of Green Bay own that. So they don't need sponsorship because they do it the right way.
That's true.
Do you see my friend Scott Ramsey sang the national anthem at Lambeau?
Ooh.
He has sung here in studio. You were here for that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he sang Love Changes Everything.
Did he do it when it was really cold?
He did it this past, Christmas Eve, 24th.
It was cold.
Yeah.
He's got to protect his
throat. Was in good voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's on my Facebook page. If you are not following me on Facebook or friends with me on Facebook, you can friend me on Facebook. And then you can also go to That Hannah Stanley, which is my other Facebook page, where I post things that I'm going to be doing and places I will be. And Scott Ramsey, because that's how it's spelled, S-A-Y, Ramsey, can you see? I've got the video of him singing.
Oh, that's great. I follow you in spite of the restraining order. Right?
Yeah, that got awkward. A little bit awkward. But that's why you're on the seventh floor and I'm not.
That's true.
Okay, Roger, let's take a break.
Okay.
It's going to be a quick one, and then we're coming back and talking because the toilet bowl got a little out of control. 312-981-7200 if you have better bowl names for us, if you want me to somehow be involved with your company's bowl so that I can therefore have a Hannibal. I'm all over this. I'm available for that, 312-981-7200. But we have laws going into effect, and we're going to learn about them after this.
It's back. Your fastest way in to see the Blackhawks play this season is by winning the Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing Blackhawks Ticket Giveaway. Listen to the Blackhawks on 720 WGN. Find out the giveaway times. Call in to win with Steve Cochran and Ro Khan. It's the season for free Blackhawks tickets from Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN.
Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections? Symptoms may include facial pain, pressure above your eyes, below your eyes, sinus headaches. You might feel tired all the time. If this is you, you may also have heard of the Smart Sinus procedure, available only at Smart Sinus. It's a minimally invasive procedure done in the office to rid you of your chronic sinus infections. Imagine no more pressure, no more pain, no more chronic sinus infections. How? The Smart Sinus procedure. The most frequently heard comment from patients who've had the Smart Sinus procedure is they wish they had had it sooner. You don't have to live with the chronic sinus infections, the pressure, or the pain. Set an appointment with Smart Sinus and find out if the Smart Sinus procedure is right for you. Call 847-213-9797. 847-213-9797. That's 847-213-9797.
Gary Lang Chevy wants to give you a December to remember with the gift of a new Chevy this year. Right now, during Gary Lang Chevy's Red Tag Sales Event, you'll get 0% APR financing for 72 months or save 10 to 30% off MSRP on a new Chevy Cruze, Malibu, Equinox, Traverse, even a new Silverado pickup, saving you $1,000 to $10,000 off. Stop into Gary Lang Chevy today and buy a brand new Chevy car, truck, or van and put no money down and make no payments until spring. That is a December to remember. The holidays are fast approaching, but you don't have to wait until Christmas to take advantage of Gary Lang's great deals. Gary Lang Chevy is located in McHenry or go to GaryLangChevy.com. And remember,
if it doesn't say Gary Lang on the back, you probably...
0% for 72 months is $1,389 per $1,000 financed. Savings from MSRP is plus tax, title, license on select vehicles to approved credit.
Every day.
Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour.
The Chicago Conversation.
I'm Steve Bertrand in the WGN Newsroom.
News, traffic, weather, sports.
Now WGN Sports.
Never miss a story. On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Stanley with you tonight, filling in for Matt Bubala. I will be with you until 5 a.m. Central Time. I have no idea if it's standard or daylight savings. I don't pay attention. I just know what time it is. It is 3:46. Roger Badish up in our newsroom.
Yeah.
Bring me some laws that go into effect, Jack.
Well, we got city laws.
Yep.
And we got state laws.
Let's start with a few crazy state laws.
State laws.
Yeah.
Okay.
And not necessarily crazy, things we need to know.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Right. Definitely. So,
although some of the things that go on in the state, crazy.
Yeah.
Hashtag like the, Illinois.
Yeah. We're not going to, that's a whole nother.
That's a whole nother thing. Yes.
Yeah, right. Right.
And we need to get Patty involved. And that's
She is. She's going down next week.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
however,
yeah.
Back to you, Roger.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. There are new laws to help improve recognizing signs of domestic violence and sexual abuse and improving response to sexual assault. They are reducing the taxes on feminine hygiene products, such as tampons, pads, etc.
Mm-hmm. What are they reducing it from? What was the tax rate?
Well, there were higher taxes on those products than on other medical those types of other medicine products.
It was considered within a different category.
Yes, and considered too high, where a lot of women could not afford it. It wasn't something that
this is
that
an
would
optional,
be within their budget.
People, yeah, that's a thing.
You know, and that was wrong.
Right.
So it was an unfair tax, and they've made it fair. So we've got that.
Mm. If you consider the tax rate we pay in the state.
Well,
the state,
yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
All right.
Again, another week's worth
grumble,
of shows.
Grumble, grumble, grumble. Yeah. And what's next? Okay, so tell me more about the sexual assault response.
Okay. Well, we've got the first by recognizing signs of domestic violence and sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
So cosmetologists, hairdressers, barbers, nail technicians working in Illinois will be required to learn how to recognize signs of domestic violence and sexual assault.
I love this.
They have to take a one-hour course on the subject as part of their continuing education when they renew their licenses. Because, as we know, all barbers and hairdressers are required to have state licenses.
Licensing.
Yeah.
That's a spectacular frontline
cool?
rule.
Yep.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Because having worked in a salon... and having gathering enjoyment from spending time in salons,
mm-hmm.
That's one of my things I get to go do is get my hair done.
Sure.
It really is remarkable the amount of things you learn and the things I learn from the people who do my hair about other people. Because, you know, they
gossip,
don't have to.
Gossip.
That's a thing. It is a thing. But you're absolutely... that could be something they would notice because
yeah.
they're shampooing, they've got capes on people. They would see potential bruises. Mm-hmm. They would understand things that were happening. Moods would change. I think this is a great line of defense.
And also, and this is as you're talking about it, mm-hmm. I'm thinking that some women who are victims of domestic abuse, sexual assault, mm-hmm. might try to hide the signs of it, especially if it's about the face,
with
hair. Their hairstyles.
Very possible.
So, okay. Good thing. Good thing. Good thing.
This is something for a few years they ask every time. And I haven't spent as much time as you in doctor's offices and hospitals because you are a cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. But this past year has been medically challenging for me.
Yes.
I've had a couple things going on. So mm-hmm. I've spent a lot of time in medical offices, tests, et cetera. And they always ask, do you feel safe at home?
There you go.
And and they ask the children mm-hmm. as well. And because my kids are now able to answer for themselves, I will say, yes, we feel safe at home. And they look at the kids and then right. the kids have to answer as yeah. well. So, and they better answer right, darn it. No.
Why I ought? No, never mind.
That's not funny.
Improving response to sexual assault.
All right.
So this is to the state's response to reports of sexual assault. So a review has resulted in a new law that aims to improve the process of investigation or offer better support for survivors. Victims will have a longer period of time to request a rape kit test, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. The law also mandates training for first responders and requires more detailed reporting of sexual assault cases by police.
Okay.
All right. Reducing taxes on feminine hygiene projects. Got that. Yep. Improving patients' rights. It's an update to the Illinois Healthcare Right of Conscience Law, which allowed medical providers to refuse certain medical treatments based on religious objections. Under the new law, effective tomorrow, medical providers will be forbidden from such actions. This measure, and this is a quote from Representative Dan Biss, or Senator Dan Biss, who I believe has been a guest on Patty's show every
Probably.
So often.
Mm-hmm.
This measure enables Illinois to restore some balance to the patient-doctor relationship. So
basically the doctor, and does this cover pharmacists as well? Because pharmacists...
Certain medical treatments.
Treatment, okay.
It doesn't mention pharmacists in here.
All right.
It says physicians.
Okay. Pharmacists yeah. sometimes can refuse
yeah.
medications. Such as the morning after pill, et cetera, based on their own religious beliefs.
Well, here, speaking of which, mm-hmm. ensuring birth control coverage.
Now, there we go. Tell me more about that.
This is
Uncle
House
Roger.
Bill 5576. It was signed into law in August. Senator Tony Hutchinson sponsored it. All women will be able to access birth control without additional costs, thanks to a new law requiring insurance companies to provide up to 12 months of coverage for almost all FDA-approved contraceptive options. Bam.
Boom. There it is. And that's a state law. So the ones
state
that you've,
law, yeah.
the ones that you've gone over are,
these are
state,
all state laws.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are there anything that are general safety? I get the sexual assault and domestic violence. Mm-hmm. Absolutely is. But is there anything like, remember a few years ago, and not everybody knows this, if you have your windshield wipers on, your lights legally have to be on.
That's right.
I drive around. It's raining. I have my windshield wipers on. People don't have their lights on.
Well, that's why you're supposed to turn. You're supposed to put your turn signal on. You must indicate with your turn signals, which is why you can get a ticket if they don't work.
Oh, I got pulled over for not indicating lane change tonight.
There you go.
On my way in.
Yep.
That's a thing. Also, something you did not know, that I got pulled over. So this
today?
Is a weird... Tonight, on my way here.
You are...
This is a very like, and my brother is a police officer.
You should know better.
I do know better. I am a very safe driver. I have been pulled over by police officers mm-hmm. twice in probably 20 years.
Wow. I
am not a bad driver, and I did not get a ticket, and it has nothing to do with the fact that my brother was a police officer, although I did mention it. Hey, by the way, he was very, very nice. He said, you made a lane change without indicating, and I went, because I really had no idea I was being pulled over. None. My brain was in show prep mode. I was about to get on the Eisenhower. I was in Elmhurst. And I was like, oh, I need to merge. And merging equals lane change. And I didn't indicate that. So it was my fault. And he said, I'm not going to give you a ticket. I just want to make sure you're okay. I was like, I'm fine. Just give me the warning so I can get to work. Anyway, okay, back to that's a thing. So do we have any of those like Department of Transportation type laws that we need to know about?
Well, let's see here. Yeah, we do have recording video in transportation vehicles.
What does that mean?
Well, vehicles that transport people or goods on a contractual basis will be allowed to have a video recorder operating as long as a notice is posted letting passengers know.
So basically the bus.
Yeah.
But they've had that for a long time in the city bus, the CTA.
But that's this is a state law, and I don't know that the bus cameras were there because of a law or because for
public safety.
Legal issues.
Okay. Now, so
you know
I wonder if this applies to Uber.
Ooh.
So if I'm going to Uber.
On a contractual, you sign a contract.
You sign a contract
to
pay me to drive.
Right.
I don't drive Uber, but let's pretend I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if I could
And there
post,
was an Uber driver shot overnight while they were driving.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
And
not
had,
by
they
someone
had
in
video.
The car. Yeah.
But not by somebody in the car.
Yeah,
okay,
somebody
so
on
that's
a
fine.
Porch.
Ugh,
as
boy.
They drove by. I know.
So, but if I were to put some sort of a camera
mm-hmm.
or roll my camera
mm-hmm.
every time that person got in the car, that is now legal.
Yep.
With or without their permission, as long
well,
as I have a sign that says.
Right. They need to know that it's being recorded.
It can be recorded.
And I think it's in cabs. I think cabs already have that. And again, I think that's for safety reasons
mm-hmm.
from the cab company itself and for legal reasons. So in case someone decides to sue or whatever.
Okay. So moving more locally to where I'm sitting right now.
Ooh, Chicago.
Yep.
Okay. Paper or plastic?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are we messing with this again?
Yes, we are, because now it's going to cost you extra.
For the plastic or the paper?
For the plastic, it's just for anything. You're going to be charged 7 cents for every bag.
Oh, I remember when this went through.
Okay.
And
it will be on your receipt.
So if I go to Target in the
mm-hmm.
city
mm-hmm.
and they're using the plastic bags,
mm-hmm.
which are already thicker because they can't be the like thin, flimsy ones.
Right.
Because
which
that's a whole issue.
Like pseudo plastic.
Right.
Still
and
plastic.
I have to tell you, I love the bags.
I do too.
The
but
heavy,
still plastic.
Thick ones. They're still plastic, which
I
is
know.
What I don't understand.
Yeah.
But I walked around with my laptop in one of the Walgreens
mm-hmm.
ones from across the street. Those things are, they're better made
yeah.
than my kids' backpacks.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
I mean, those things are fantastic.
Yeah, I got a couple up here right now.
However, yeah. I don't want to pay 70 cents. So if I go to Target and I do some Christmas shopping
mm-hmm.
or whatever, and I go out with 10 bags, at the end, they're going to count how many bags they have filled. And then charge me.
Right.
So 70 extra cents.
Not 70, 7.
Per bag.
Right.
So 10 bags.
Each bag.
Right.
Right.
70 cents.
So a nickel goes to the city. It's a way they're raising money. And
so a
two
nickel
cents goes
to the
city, store.
Right, because the store is actually buying those bags.
Yeah, well, right. It's to
use.
Help compensate them.
So basically, I'm paying the city a nickel per
mm-hmm.
bag
mm-hmm.
for the right to shop in the city.
If you use that bag, or you can bring your own.
But in the past,
cloth.
We would have gotten a discount. So if I would walk in with
well,
my own bags.
Where you shopped.
Right.
Right.
But I think Target would actually take, I don't know, a nickel or 10 cents off per bag.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which I'm stupid because I don't ever bring my own bags in.
I got tons in the trunk.
Yeah. So, but that's the thing. Whole Foods takes money off. I think Trader Joe's does.
Okay.
So now they're forcing you to bring in your own bags.
Well,
which people aren't going to do, so now they're making money.
See, they were trying to do that a long time ago when they banned the
plastic bag. But everybody likes the thicker one, so it doesn't
matter. And it really didn't do anything. It didn't change anything.
It didn't.
So
now what they're going to do is just start jamming everything into the plastic, the heavier plastic bags, so they don't charge people as much for them.
Or shoppers will say, put it all in one bag.
Yeah.